Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Toledot. I apologize that this is only over Zoom and not in person, but Baruch Hashem, everything's okay. Shtabach Shemo, so that's a very, very good thing. So I wanted to share with you a thought on Parashat Shavua. You know, if you think about it for a second, who is the Av? Who is the one of the Avot, the patriarch that is least spoken about in Torah Shebichtav? You know who that is? Yitzchak Avinu, right? There's a lot on Abraham Avinu. I'm not talking about Midrashim and Gemarot. I'm talking about, you know, specifically in the Torah Shebichtav. Abraham Avinu, there's a lot written about. Parashat Lech Lecha, Vayera, Hayesara. Yaakov Avinu has even more written about him. Yitzchak Avinu, the Torah dedicates the least amount of information about the life and times of Yitzchak Avinu than everybody else, than any of the other Avot, I mean. You barely get one parasha in. We meet him being born in Parashat Vayera. We hear that he's almost slaughtered. Parashat Chayesara, he gets married. A bulk of Parashat Chayesara isn't even about him. It's about finding a shidduch for him. And then finally, in Parashat Toledot, we hear about how they don't have children, v'chule v'chule. But there's really, you know, as much as the Torah doesn't discuss explicitly, but there's so much looming under the surface, it's unbelievable. I want to share with you a thought, not from the Sichot Musar today, but from a different sefer, a wonderful sefer, going to be Meir Rubman, Zichet Tzadik V'Vrachai, in his sefer Zichron Meir, makes the following observation. And he says, you know, everybody asks, you know, the pasuk says, "Vayehav Yitzchak et Esav kitzayid befiv v'rivka ohevet et Yaakov." We know that Yaakov Avinu loved Esav because he had hunting in his mouth, which we'll explain soon what that means. And Rivka loved Yaakov. Rabotai, everybody knows the famous Rashi HaKadosh, who says on the spot as follows. Befiv shel Esav. What does it mean? Kitzayid befiv. So Rashi says, befiv shel Esav. Esav had hunting in his mouth, which means what? Shayatzad oto umramehu bidvarim. Esav would hunt, so to speak, and trick, deceive his father with his fake frumkai. Hashtag fake news was Esav Avinu's frumkai. Why? Rashi HaKadosh, a little bit, a few psukim before, writes that how would he deceive him? He would ask him all sorts of nonsensical she'elot ba'alacha. How do you take trumotu ma'asrot off of salt and hay? All sorts of shtuyot. Ezem min she'elotenu. Yeah? Elama. He asked these things to deceive him. The Midrash, Rabbah, in this week's parasha says that Esav was bechinat chazir ha'poshet et tlafav, which means chazir, we know, is not kosher. Only has one siman tahora. You need two siman tahora. It only has one. Which one? It has hooves. And what does it do? It rolls around in the mud all day, sticking out its hooves. Wow, tira oti ani kasher, ani kasher. That's the chazir. That was exactly what Esav did. Now listen to this. And, you know, people have a hard time understanding how it was that Yitzchak could really fall for him. Yitzchak Avinu was not a little child. Yitzchak Avinu was a gadol b'Yisrael. We know Talmidei Chachamim, as much as people look, you know, sometimes people have a mistaken perception of Rabbanim and Talmidei Chachamim, that because they're not maybe so involved in, you know, in technology, in the world, whatever, so maybe they're naive. The last people to be naive are Talmidei Chachamim. They're very sharp, very shrewd. Okay, they might have a little bit less technology and be a little bit less technologically advanced, but they're not naive. They're not yeladim ketanim. Yitzchak Avinu, besides for being dolador, he was Nevi Hashem. He was a Navi. He was Kodesh Kadashim, Olat Hemimah. Okay, he was almost offered as a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was anything but naive. Another question, Rabotai. Don't you think that Rivka ever discussed the situation with Esav or about Esav with Yitzchak Avinu? At the end of the day, they were Kedoshei Elyon Yitzchak and Rivka, but they were a couple. And you know what couples do? You know what couples have to do in order to stay married? You got to talk. You have to communicate. That has been and will be forever the basis of any healthy marriage is communication. Right, Avil? So, the hashuv me'od, yeah? Anybody's going to tell you. Communicate, just like the number one rule of Baruch Abba Avil. Ah, Shem Yisrael. Chatan Denan. Mishtabach Shemo. Mezat Hashem Etzel Kulam. So, anyway, you know, just like by real estate. Yeah, Mikey, what's the most important thing in real estate? Most important rule?
Right, got it?
Location, location, location. My marriage, communication. That's what it is. They don't teach you that in yeshiva. They don't teach you that in school. There's no course in, you know, whatever, for communication. They don't teach you that. That's why you have to learn a lot of Torah, and you have to learn especially a lot of Musar to communicate. You better believe that Yitzchak and Rivka communicated. So what do you mean, Ayatzadet Aviv Umrameo Bidvarim? What in the world does it mean that Esav used to give Yitzchak the runaround? And I've seen a lot of Pirushim, and it really bothers. It's a question that stands out anytime you read these parashiyot. Yitzchak Avinu lo haya yelet katan. How in the world could Esav really, you know, give him the runaround like that? And I saw a Perush from the Sefer Zichron Meir, and it really, really made my day. And it really teaches a deep lesson in Chinuch HaBanim. It's huge. First of all, he brings several proofs, two proofs actually, that Yitzchak Avinu knew exactly who Esav was. From Rashi in this week's parasha. Not anything too deep. You look at Rashi, you see that Yitzchak Avinu knew exactly what was up with Esav. This is number one. Why is it that Yitzchak Avinu told Yaakov when he came for the bracha, Geshana v'amushecha beni, says, come here, let me feel you. Why did Yitzchak feel the need to feel Yaakov? For what reason? Says Rashi HaKadosh, I'll read it to you. He says, Amar Yitzchak belibo, En derech Esav liyot shem shamayim shagur befiv, v'ze amar ki ikra Hashem Elokecha lefanayim. Which means, he says, why did you come back so fast from hunting? And he says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me find very quick. Ooh, that set off alarm bells. He says, Esav doesn't mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, something's fishy here, let me feel you. What do you mean Esav doesn't mention the word of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He knew exactly who, right? You say in Hebrew, he knew exactly Eini Yeshlo Isaac. He knew exactly who he was dealing with, number one. Raya number two. Proof number two says this, Zichron Meir. When Yitzchak Avinu was giving the bracha to Yaakov that he thought was intended for Esav, what was the bracha that he gave him? Ve'itin lecha Elohim, mital ha-shamayim, u'mishmaneh ha-aretz, v'rov dagan v'tirosh. Yeah? He gave him the bracha of all the best that the land, the materialistic world has to offer. What about Birkat Avraham? Right? He says, Birkat Avraham says he didn't give it to him. He only gave it to Yaakov when? Before he sent him to Padan Aram when he was running away from Esav. Why? Yitzchak Avinu didn't want to bestow Birkat Avraham Aviv on Esav because he knew that he wasn't worthy of it. Only materialistic. Al Harbecha Techie. Yeah. Ufarata Ulo Me'al Tzavarecha. All the materialistic brachot Yitzchak Avinu wanted to channel to Esav, v'na Birkat Avraham. Rabotai, ra'ayot meforashot, that Yitzchak Avinu knew full well who he was. So what in the world does it mean that v'yehav Yitzchak et Esav kitzayit befiv? The Zichron Meir says this thing, and I saw it, I got such nachas, because it's such a lesson for everybody, for Rebbeim, and for parents, and for children, and for students, and for soon-to-be parents, and for everybody. Because this is Chinuch 101. Everybody's, in some capacity or another, everybody's mechanich. Everybody has to instill education and values, Jewish values, in different people. If you're a parent, vadan. If you're a Rebbe, vadan. And guess what? Even if you're a child or a student, one day you will be a parent, one day you will be a Rebbe. Right, Hashem is saying, Baruch Hashem. You know, that's the beauty of the world. The world goes around because what goes around comes around. Right now, you're a child and you're a Talmid. Tomorrow, you're going to be a parent and a Rebbe. You're going to teach others. You got to know chinuch. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Hanuch lana'ar al pi darko, gam ki yazkin lo yasur mimenna. Make sure you teach them and you educate them and you guide them well when they are young, because when he grows old, they won't deviate from it. But it doesn't say, Hanuch lana'ar al pi darkecha. It doesn't say, educate the lad based on your way. What more does any parent or Rebbe want than to have a child or a Talmid who's a protege of themselves? Copy and paste, right? That would be the best. Shlomo HaMelech HaChacham Mikol Adam doesn't say that. He doesn't say, Hanuch lana'ar al pi darkecha. Katuv Hanuch lana'ar al pi darko. Darko shel mi? His derech. The derech of the Talmid. The derech of the child. You have to custom tailor the chinuch to that child. Rabotai, when it comes to chinuch, there are two basic strategies. Unfortunately, you know, this wouldn't be the first time in history, but Esav was really the first child in history, the first OTD child. You know what OTD is?
Off the derech.
Off the derech. Esav was an off-the-derech child. Now, there are two ways, says the Sefer Zichron Meir and Hashem Yerachim. You know, unfortunately, we live in a generation, especially because technology is so rampant and things are so parutz, so open. These things happen. And every, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, what do you think? Chinuch is the end game? It has to do with chinuch and it has to do with behavior and it has to do, you know what the most important segula is? For Hatzlacha with Chinuch Abanim. You know what the segula is? It's called Tefillah. It's called Tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing. Now he says, when a person has to deal Chas V'Shalom Shelo Neda with an off-the-derech child, there are two ways that you can deal with it. Two kinds of kids. If the child is so far off that not only does he not keep the Torah and Mitzvot, but he doesn't show respect. He's belligerent, defiant, fights against the parents, is a bad example for the rest of the family. Sometimes, obviously, by consulting Da'at Torah, there sometimes is a need for richuk, with pushing away. But, says the Sefer Zichron Meir, and by the way, don't get me wrong, that's extremely painful. Who's the first person in the Torah that had to banish a child?
Abraham.
Avinu had to banish a child because he wasn't acting properly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them to. And yet, the Torah says, Befirush, Vayera hadavar me'od be'ayne Avraham al odot beno. It hurt him terribly. Yeah, Yishmael was acting like a rasha. Avraham Avinu, Amud HaChesed, he's a father. He's Rahman. It tore him to pieces. And were it not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him, Kol Asher Tomar Elecha Sarah Shema Bekola, he wouldn't listen. And yet, he did it. However, Yitzchak Avinu was Mechadesh, a second Shita of how to deal with a wayward off the derech child. Esav, in spite of his tremendous Rishot, his wickedness, Esav was at least faking to want to do the right thing. With all of the questions he was showing us, why was he asking these questions to Yitzchak? He was trying to find favor. If he's trying to deceive his father, that means what? That he still respects him. That he still has an element of respect for his father. Not only that, we know that in spite of the Rish'ot of Esav HaRasha, he excelled in one mitzvah. What was that?
Kibudav.
And not only that, first of all, the Midrash says that Yaakov Avinu was afraid that he would fall to Esav specifically in that zechut of kibud av that he had. Which means that he held on to that mitzvah. He wasn't bo'et. It wasn't like a ben ha-bo'et be'aviv, talmid ha-bo'et be'rabotav. Sometimes you have a child or a talmid, then not only do they go off, but they kick away, they completely disregard and disrespect and spit at their father, Rebbe. That's not where we're talking. That's not where Esav was. Says Yitzchak Avinu, even if the kid is off, if he still shows some sort of zika, any kind of bond with Yiddishkeit, with Judaism, show him love. That's why, look at the tense change. Vayehav Yitzchak et Esav kitzayit befiv, v'rivka ohevet et Yaakov. What does ohevet mean? In present tense, ohevet, Rivka had a natural love for Yaakov Avinu, obviously. But when it came to Yitzchak, vayehav, in Klalei HaDikduk, what is vayehav? And Yitzchak caused himself to love Esav. He had to force himself. There was no natural love there, maybe besides for the love of a child, but love in terms of loving somebody who follows the will of Hashem wasn't there. Yitzchak had to force himself to do it. Why? As an external show of love, in hopes that he didn't fall for it. He knew exactly what he was all about. But he's trying to bring him back. Rabotai, everybody knows, especially my native boys that learned Sotah so well. Makatu besota, dafem zayin amud aleph. The Gemara says, le'olam tehe semol docha, you mean mikarevet. Even in situations where dechia, where pushing away is necessary, but make sure it's not, because the Gemara gives a few instances where people were pushed away to the limit and it didn't end up good for Am Yisrael, right? The Gemara gives a few stories. Hon, Mikey? That's what happened with Yamach Shemo. That's what happened with Gehazi. That's what happened with all these people, and they brought about terrible destruction upon Am Yisrael. Even when Dechiyah is necessary, a person has to know Lif'ol b'chokhmah. Chanoch lana'ar al pi darko. There's no cookie cutter method. Okay, ready? Chinuch class. Here's Chinuch 101. Here's all the tools and implement it. It doesn't work like that. These things have to be tweaked like everything else in life. There's no one size fits all for Chinuch Rabotai. And that's what Yitzchak Avinu was teaching us. He knew exactly where Esav was. But look at the Chochmah that he implemented. He didn't want to lose his son. He says, you know what? He's already off enough. Why should I act in a way that's going to cause him to go completely off and never, not even to have a possibility of return? It's a tremendous lesson of Chinuch. And Rivka didn't agree with him, right? You better believe that there was disagreements between Yitzchak and Rivka about how to go about Esav. And it's interesting that Yitzchak Avinu symbolized Midat Adin, Givura, strict, right? How is he acting? Yitzchak Avinu was Ma'avir al Midotav. He acted contrary to his normal characteristic of Givura, of Midat Adin, and he says, no, I have to be Mamtiket Adinim. I have to sweeten the judgment, the Din, with love. Try to bring it back. It didn't work. He went off completely. But Yitzchak Avinu did what he had to do. Rabotai, it's a lesson for us all. I thank you all for listening. Be'ezat Hashem, we should all be Matzlech in everything we do, especially Chinuch HaBanim, Talmidim. It's a big, big thing. It's not a lo davar pashut. Person has to be, you know, Hashem gives us neshamot that we're entrusted with. Children, talmidim. Hashem's going to say, what did you do? I gave you diamonds in the rough. What did you do to polish the diamonds? Rotzchok. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring everybody b'mishpat and ask, what did you do to the diamonds that I gave you, the neshamot that I gave you to polish them? You have to be ready to answer that question. To follow Da'at Torah, that's the only way. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom Barach. Thank you for listening. And I apologize once again for not being there in person. Be'ezat Hashem next week as usual. Kol Tov Rabotai, Shabbat Shalom Barach. Always a pleasure.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Mikey, just end or stop recording?
Either or.
Okay, Shabbat Shalom. Bye.
Shabbat Shalom.